It's time for another visit with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Today, we're joined by Ryan Smith, who heads up the physical therapy department there. Ryan, let's talk about a common problem area, and that's the knee. You probably see your fair share of patients dealing with pain and stiffness, don't you?
We do see a lot of that here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. One of the more common complaints that we get from clients is a complaint of knee stiffness. So when they sit for an extended period or if they go and exercise afterwards, they deal with a lot of problems with their knee feeling stiff and achy. And it's a problem that actually there's quite a few things that you can do for it. But there's a lot of things that people are doing out there a lot of times that aren't actually helping them the way that it could.
So just so we're clear here, and this might seem like an easy question, but is there a difference between stiffness and pain? Do sometimes people come in and they describe pain, but after you look into it a little bit, they're really talking more about stiffness? Is there a difference?
There really is. And the interesting thing is there's actually several different kinds of stiffness. And that's one of the things we try to tease out when people come in because it helps us understand what the underlying problem is. So in terms of stiffness itself, what really that's telling you is that you have a joint problem. In every joint in your body, there's a sac that lines or surrounds the end of two bones. And it's got fluid inside of that. And it should be like motor oil, thick and viscous. And inside of that sac where that fluid is, you have cartilage that lines the end of your bones. And I try to explain cartilage is like a bumper for your bone. So its job is to distribute load out over a large area whenever you put pressure through your joint. And one of the things that can happen is when that bumper or the cartilage in your knee tends to get a little soft or rough, then you'll end up with a response to that. That fluid in your knee gets off and it gets more watery rather than being thick. And that actually is what causes your knee to be stiff. And the two situations we see is the first and probably the most common that people can probably identify with is when, hey, I've been sitting at my computer for an hour and I get up and my knee is just really stiff. I mean, it takes me 15 to 20 steps. And then I'll notice, you know, it's like I kind of get lubricated and things get to feeling better. That's one kind of stiffness. The other kind that we'll see is when folks go out and they exercise too hard or they walk a bunch or let's say they've been at a party standing. And then afterwards for 2 or 3 days, they'll end up with a knee that's stiff, achy, and it's often swollen. So stiffness is one of the complaints that we'll see. We see people that are stiff and painful, or sometimes they're just stiff. And when it's just stiffness and it goes away, what I explain to people is that, you know, that's something you need to start paying attention to. That means you're starting to get some changes within the joint itself, and you want to head that off. If you're already down the road where you're stiff and you're painful and it lasts for multiple days, you definitely need to get some help because that's how you get on that road of getting some osteoarthritis in your knee. And ultimately can end up, you know, with more severe procedures like, you know, arthroscopy or total joints, which we really want to avoid people having to do.
And it's not just a result of aging. I think a lot of people might think, well, I'm just getting old and that's just the way it is. That's not the case, right?
No, that's not the case. It's kind of like the wives' tale, too, of everybody's like, well, I can feel the weather coming in. My knee's getting stiff. And there's a little bit of truth to that. But, I mean, I see 18-year-old kids in here with that complaint, you know, because they've damaged their knee in sports and other things. You know, it can be moms after they've had a kid to, you know, just the office worker all the way to an 80-year-old. It doesn't really know any age. Certainly, you see more incidents of it as people get older. But it's not something to blow off. I think that's what we did for generations is like, you know, I'm just all stove up. I can't do anything anymore. But there's so many things you can do to help that.
What are some treatment options that you have there at Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Well, we have a lot of different options here. Obviously, from if you're on our website, you can see that we have a lot of different disciplines with physical therapists and chiropractors and massage therapists and, you know, yoga and personal training. But I think one of the key things is to understand related to stiffness. To change that, the biggest mistake everybody makes is they'll try to do muscular type training. So they're like, you know, I just need to exercise. So they go out and they lift weights and they do classic things in the gym. And the problem is your joint it's sensitive right now. It doesn't like a lot of pressure on it. So they end up overloading themselves and they make the problem worse. So everybody quits exercising because like I couldn't do it because my knee hurt. So what we try to explain to people and what we show them in here with a lot of special tools that we use, like the Alter G and Total Gym, and tailgaters and some other special tools that we have, is your joint likes low load, highly repetitive motion. So what that means is that we want to put just light pressure through your joint and do thousands of repetitions throughout the day. So the examples of ways to do that would be getting on a stationary bike, getting on an elliptical, a recumbent bike, getting in a pool, and trying to get 20 to 30 minutes a day of very light, easy motion. And what you'll find is that stiffness in your knee will suddenly come down over the course of a couple weeks. And then once your stiffness comes down, then you can begin exercising again safely most of the time with more classic gym type exercises. And what I tell people is if you try those things on your own, you know, you go do the elliptical, you do the bike, you know, say move away from the treadmill and running or lots of squatting, and your knee is still really bothering, it's not getting better, then you need to come in and get some help and get worked up.
If you're experiencing knee stiffness, there are solutions. Give the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call today at 918-743-3737.